Hello, hello everyone. Thank you so much for tuning into TSMS Radio. I'm your host, Sasha Marina. And today we have a special guest in our Entertainment Life segment. She goes by the name of Sarah Rogers. She is an award-winning acting coach. She has literally been in the industry here in South Florida for the past 30 years. And I mean, that just shows, you know, that she's actually helped evolve the acting industry here in South Florida. And I actually came across Sarah Rogers through a dear friend, Diana Norris, and I really appreciate her recommendation and, you know, bringing Sarah on the show. And I'm very excited to speak to this lady and really just get into why she has dedicated her life into teaching the arts, because that takes a lot of skill and it takes a lot of passion and dedication and just love overall. So I'm looking forward to having Sarah here on the line. Good evening, Sarah. How are you?
I'm very good. How are you, Sasha?
I'm good. I'm good. So I appreciate your time. I'm so excited, you know, to finally have you here on air with us.
I'm excited to be here.
So, Sarah, let's talk a little bit more about what got you into the arts. Where did this passion come from? Because for you to dedicate 30 years of a career, you know, to a passion of theater, film, and, you know, just being
love
an
it all.
Artist,
yeah,
and
I
teaching the craft.
Well,
what does that
stepping
take?
Stepping into life itself, just general, and you're brought up to be whatever it is that you, your parents or whomever is raising you, and you step into that particular arena, and then you realize that something's missing. You don't know what it is. For me, when I stepped into college and I stepped into my very first drama class, it was the end. I knew exactly what I was going to do the rest of my life. And that's what I was doing. This is what I've been doing the rest of my life. I started with the theater, went into film and television, many, many facets of both. And one day, a dear friend of mine, his name is Rex Benson, was teaching at the Hollywood Playhouse. And he knew at that point I was teaching privately. Calls me up in a panic and says, "Sarah, I've got 60 students. I can't teach a class of 60. Come help." I said, "Okay." And I went, and the rest is history. That was my path. It was given to you. You know, if you let the universe give you something, it will.
Wow. So, I mean, from experiencing in college to actually, you know, then, you know, having a godsend friend that just, you know, kind of just brings you in into teaching a craft. What was it between teaching and actually dedicating yourself to being in front of the camera and on the stage? Why did you gear more towards teaching? Did it just happen to be that opportunity, or is that always what you enjoy doing most?
I enjoy it all, Sasha. It's I enjoy performing, and I enjoy teaching. And I love now at my age, because I'm a lot older than I was when I started, of course,
definitely,
giving back to the young people who don't know where to go. I mean, this is South Florida. We have a very specialized market here. It is not New York. It's not Chicago. It's not Los Angeles. It's Miami. I love it here. Yes, and these people are coming up not knowing the market, even when they come in from other areas, the business end of the acting modeling business here in South Florida, to where when they leave my class after only a 3-hour class, they know where to go, how to write a resume, where to go for photography, where to go for reprints if they need it, how to talk to agents, how to get an agent, what you need to get an agent, what is the difference between a casting director, an agent, who hires you, what is the hierarchy of the business? And they leave after 3 hours. I know their head is spinning, but I hand them a packet that they take home that they could write all over during the class itself. And later on, I say, send me a resume if you want to look at it. And I do. This is for beginners and also for seasoned people who come from other areas. And it's a very good class. And I have been teaching that one. That was my creation many, many years ago, called Step One on Camera Workshop. And now it's just called Step One. So, yeah, I really love what I do, and I love giving back.
Now, you know, you mentioned people coming from all over, you know, to pursue a career here in South Florida, whether it be film, whether it be actual directing or, you know, in front of the camera, modeling. What is so special about Miami versus the most popular markets, as you mentioned, New York, California? What makes so Miami so special in the industry, in your opinion?
In my opinion, there's no place like Miami. We have the locations that no other place has. We have the crew. We have a lot of crew that had, you know, they left. They went to Georgia because the work is not here for right now. However, it's coming back slowly. There was, before we had incentives in South Florida, this is how long I've been here. Before we had the incentives, there was always work here. And today, there's still work here. But you have to find it. You know, you can't sit on your laurels and go, oh, poor me, nothing's happening here. You have to go network, you have to go knock on doors, and you have to get to know the people who run the city, who's the players here, who are the people who make the films here, who are the people that find the locations. We have a beautiful, beautiful city, Miami, Fort Lauderdale, West Palm Beach, and every city in between. There's a lot to offer down here. So, yeah, years ago, it would be snowing in New York, and they would come here with their commercials, and we would get commercials all the time.
Definitely.
Now it's changed a little bit. Yeah, and we still have it. And right now, things are picking up. People are working, and I love it. I love to hear they're working. Sometimes it's on free things. Sometimes it's on deferred payment things. Sometimes it's on student films. Sometimes the theater is expanding and it's blowing out. I mean, I have people coming to me privately who I work on their monologues for their audition pieces. I have people that come to me for submissions for Georgia, for wherever around the. So, and I put them on tape. You know, I'm talking about camera people now versus theater people. So I have a lot of private students that come to me as well. And my classes are wonderful. I teach all types of classes. I guess you've checked that out. I do improvisation. I do monologues and scenes. I have camera work coming up. I have a cold reading class coming up on April 13th. And then I start the monologues and scenes on April 29th, which the students have a performance. It's called the Bare Bones Performance, which I created when I was at the Hollywood Playhouse in that very first class. And I still do it today.
Wow.
Yeah.
I also want to mention, how did it go in Tampa? I know you had some sessions. Is that something that you had to do out there last weekend?
I did Tampa, yes. It was my very first time in Tampa. I only had three students in the class. But it's okay because they don't know me. And the March 30th happened to be a very busy day in Tampa, as it was here. There were a lot of functions going on. I have a sister who lives 30 miles south of Tampa in a place called Waimama, that's how you say it. And she had a murder mystery going on that night. So for only having three, I still did the class. And they came out of there saying, you know, what a great teacher. We wish you were up here. Well, great. But my home and my life is in South Florida, and this is where I am. I'll go up there a couple of times a year, but not as often as I'm here. It's hard to get me out of South Florida. Unless you have a really good opportunity for me. Unless Diana calls and says, Sarah, do you want to do this job with me? Okay, Diana, I will.
Bueno, and what else do you have going on now? I know you mentioned a few other courses that you will be coming up. What about for you in front of the camera? Because I saw you in some scrubs the other day in some photos. So are you doing any commercials currently? Are you doing any print jobs?
What did you see me in? Yes, I did I did two print jobs in December, just two. And then I'm up for something that's not even – I just auditioned for it, and if it goes, it'll be sometime in May, and I don't say anything because it's not a go yet and it's not my project, but I'm up for something in that, and I have, you know, another print job that I'm up for, so I don't know. Whatever the world brings – oh, I'm doing a murder mystery. That's the next thing I'm doing is April 25th, I'm doing a murder mystery in Orlando.
That's fun.
It is
fun. Have you
fun.
Done it before,
and I used to do that
first time
gosh, yes. No, not first time. I did it when I was working Miami Vice back when.
Yeah.
I would do the Miami there for a while. I did Miami Vice for 4 days, and I would Friday and Mondays, I would be on the ships doing the murder mysteries at the Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines for David, I don't remember his last name, Marinick, I want to say. And I was the mother of the bride, and I had a great time, and I was young, and I was just enjoying it. So now the part is for a little older woman, and that's me, and I'm very happy to be here with my wrinkles and everything. And here I am, and now I'm going to be doing – that's my next project this month besides my classes. I have a murder mystery going off in Orlando.
That's amazing. So when you say that you've done every part of this industry, you truly mean it. I mean, from murder mysteries –
I wrote for Stage,
you know,
Yeah. And I was a writer for Stage and Screen magazine, Stage and Screen newspaper. I was a writer for them, and I have an article I'm published in Marquee magazine. So yeah, I've done a lot of I don't do production. I mean, I do it, but not I don't know production. And I personally, I like to work with the actors. To me, they're the bread and butter of the industry. And I know I have a vocabulary with them, and I love my actors. I love them all, no matter where they come from or what level they're at. They come to me. They don't have to impress me, Sasha. All they do, they come into the class, and they trust me with themselves. And whatever actor is lurking within them, my job is to pull it out and bring them forward in performance. And that's my job, and I love doing it. I love watching the growth.
That's amazing. Like any teacher, you know what I mean? That's just your craft, and that's the knowledge that you can, you know, bring forward on others to learn. And it's a beautiful craft. I mean, I myself did acting for some years, and I kind of steered away from it here in the South Florida market. But that's why I asked. I mean, what makes Miami so different? And you're right, the scenery here is like no other. You know, sometimes I see in LA projects, whether it be, you know, I was a big fan of Dexter, and I'm pretty sure you knew when that was around here. And they shot the first season or two here, and then they start using the same, like, Miami imagery, but they're, like, shooting in L.A., and
right.
I'm just like, well, you know, that makes no sense.
I agree with you 100%.
People. Yeah. So I would really love to see all of that, like, power and passion of production come back here, you know, versus Georgia and Louisiana and whatnot. So I'm looking forward to that,
Georgia,
as you say. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Georgia has their own market, and it's wonderful. I good for Georgia. Hey, good for Georgia. And good for, you know, Louisiana. But good for Florida, too. You know, this is a big state. We have a big state here, and not just, you know, South Florida. Of course, that's where we are, and we love South Florida. Otherwise, we would live elsewhere. If we didn't love it, we'd live elsewhere. But it's also, it's coming. If people will be patient and keep working, but you have to work at your craft. You just can't say, okay, I'm stepping into this class now. I'm an actor. I take one class, whether it's from me or it's any other teacher. You've got to take more than one class. You can't just sit. You know, I've had people walk in and say, okay, I know enough now. Well, you don't. Yes, you're going to get your chops as you're doing, but you still need a little bit of technique to continue to go. If I have people, there are seasoned people coming to me and saying, wow, I haven't been in class in a while. Back to basics, got to go back to those basics. Sure enough. So,
definitely. It's like anything. I mean, there's a constant, it's constantly evolving, you know, there's things constantly changing in the industry, and you have to learn those new skills and those new ways of just, you know, freshening up your skills and whatnot. And that makes a whole lot of sense. I actually wanted to kind of mention the casting directors that you've actually worked with down here in South Florida, such as Ellen Jacoby,
right?
Lori Wyman. These are big names that just shows furthermore what you can teach your students as far as recommendations, and it's always who you know, correct?
Well, yeah, Ellen Jacoby, I worked for her many, many, many years ago when she was on the beach. And it worked for Ed Arenas as well. Well, not for Ed Arenas. Unique casting, and Ed and I were colleagues, so to speak, back when. Because as an actor, you always had to work. And I kept saying to myself, I don't want to work out of my industry. So let me see who could hire me to do something. And I learned. And as I go, I learn. And that's what makes me kind of a little different, because I know these people. Ellen's a great person. Lori Wyman's a great person. Unique casting. One of my favorites is Brad Davis from Marquee Magazine. Here we go. Marquee Casting. And he's just one of my favorite casting directors because he's so patient and so loving with all of the actors that come through. He helps you. He calms you down. He doesn't make you nervous. And some make you, you never know. And it's on the person. I tell them, take that nervous energy and turn it into excitement. Wow, I'm really excited to do this. And get in there and just be excited about what you're doing. And it'll come across on the camera. And it does. But if you go in there, oh, I'm all nervous and I don't know if I'm going to do right, then you're not going to do right. You know, it's simple. Just turn that, just one little click and you've got it. So, yeah, and I've worked with him, and I've worked with, through Brad, I worked for Lou DeGiamo out of New York, and it was on a project many, many years ago, and I haven't seen Lou since that project, but I did work for him as a casting assistant, so there you go.
That's amazing. Tell me more about, I want you kind of to specify the classes that you do have coming up, if you have any space to fill up, and where can people find you or reserve those spots, if you have a cell phone number or an email they can reach out to?
Absolutely. Well, first, please, the first thing I'll give you is my website. It's, of course, www.adultactingcoach.com. And that will bring you to my website. Then I have a meetup group. I have many meetup groups. I have one that's called meetup.com South Florida Actors. And I have, the Tampa one. Let me see, I'm getting the name for you now. And then I have one that's called Sarah Rogers on the meetup. Sarah Rogers coaches South Florida public speakers. And then I have Sarah Rogers, Tampa Bay Actors, and then my phone number, or my what do you want, my email or my phone number, or both, or what do you need?
Well,
tell me what you want.
What's the best method for people to book your sessions and your classes?
Oh, it could be off. The best way is either to the meetup or to my website, one or the other.
Wonderful.
Or they can call me, they can use my email, or they can call, how to get a hold of me is on everything. My phone numbers, my email addresses, everything's everywhere. I always cross-reference everything. So, yeah, they can get a hold of me easily. Love it.
Wonderful.
Love it. Get a hold of me.
I love your spirit. Thank you so much, Sarah, for being on the show. I appreciate the time. I look forward to hopefully one day meeting you in person down here in the field. That'd be wonderful. And,
Well, where are you? Are you in Miami or Fort Lauderdale?
I'm actually in Hollandale.
You're in Hollandale. I live in Hollywood, and I teach an art serve. And I don't know if you know this, but next on the 12th, there's a place called Art Accelerator from Dana Del Camera.
Okay.
Look her up. Come to that party. I'll be there.
Oh, wonderful.
It's a great networking party. So, hey, maybe we can go together.
I gotcha. Thank you so much. I'll look
All right,
up.
My dear. You do
Take
that.
Care.
And be well, and thank you for everything.
You're very welcome. I appreciate you. Have a great night.
I appreciate you, too. Good night.
Well, isn't she a beauty? That is Sarah Rogers. As you heard, she presently teaches her own adult classes at ArtServe in Fort Lauderdale, and she also offers private classes in Hollywood. So if you're an actor that has just come from another city, state, needs a little polishing down here in South Florida, or just wants to, get to know the scene and wants to get started in the industry, I believe that Sarah definitely is the veteran that you want to be guiding you here in South Florida. So head on over to adultactingcoach.com and reach out to her via email, phone. You can book her classes as easy as a click. So thank you for tuning in, and tune in next Tuesday with Let's Talk Business. We'll be talking with myself, making calls and suggestions of whatever method you'd like. I mean, I'm accessible everywhere, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, such. Even through here, I think we have a chatting method live here on the air that we can do through Blog Talk. So tune in Tuesday at 8 p.m. and we'll be talking about how to brand yourself your own business, you know, how to make your own personal brand make you a profitable future. So I look forward to talking to y'all about that. And y'all have a great night.